I am the American Legion, Rena Nessler. It's not about gender, it's about the veteran and being able to lead the organization. When Rena Nessler was commander of the Department of New York 7th District, a fellow Legionnaire approached her during a membership drive. "It's so nice to see the auxiliary here helping the American Legion," he said to Nessler, who was wearing her Legion cap at the time. Such misunderstandings are less frequent today than when Nessler joined the Legion nearly four decades ago. "People are so proud to have a woman in command," she says. "It's not only the women, it's the men." Nessler is New York's first female department commander and its first Native American commander. Among her influences are National Commander Denise H. Rohan and Nessler's sister, Marlis Lemna, Vermont's first female department commander. Seeing them in leadership roles and doing the work of the American Legion family gives me inspiration, she says. Meanwhile, Nessler is leading and inspiring others in her own right. She encourages eligible veterans to join the Legion and follow their passions, whether that is volunteering with Boy State or Legion baseball, engaging in flag advocacy, or supporting military families. The American Legion has a lot of great programs, whether you're female or male, she says. It's about helping the community. It's about helping your fellow veterans. Henry Howard. Branch of Service, Navy, 1969 to 1972. Rank, Petty Officer, 3rd Class. Military job, Yeoman. American Legion Post, Winnick Post 396, Geneva, New York. Years in the Legion, 38. Legion Activities, Department Commander, 2017 to present. District Commander, 2015 to 2016. District Vice Commander, 2012 to 2014. County Commander, 2005. Post Adjutant, 2005 to present. Post Commander, 1990, National American Legion College Graduate, 2015. Watch an interview of Rena Nessler online, www.legion.org/magazine. See an archive of past interviews, www.legion.org/IAmLegion.